可能也要面对这样的事实，就是也是在这样的时间，我们会也觉得就是会有焦虑，可能会有一些畏惧。
The fear of unknown.
就是担心，就是那种未知的事情。
Nobody knows what's going to happen this year. What's going to happen to us this year? Nobody knows.
所以没有人知道说今年会发生什么事情，会发生在我们自己身上，会发生什么事情。
I entitled today's message "A Prayer for the New Year."
所以我就把今天的这个信息呢，给了题目说新年的祷告。
And I hope that times like this, God will give us a message to keep in mind for the entire year.
所以希望说在今年这个时间呢，我们的主呢会给我们一个信息，可以呢整一年都提醒我们。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's scripture passage taken from a portion in Psalm 120 and 121.
So 我们借着这一点呢，我们一起看一下今天的经文，是诗篇的121章。
So let's only five verses, so let's read it first time in English and then second time in Chinese.
所以只是五段经文，是我们先一起英文读一下，然后再用中文读一下。
Can we all stand and read the word of God together?
我们可以一起站起来，一起来读主的话语吗？
Okay. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshach, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. I lift up my eyes to the mountains.Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
好，我们一起读中文哈。祸哉，我寄居在米舍，住在基达帐篷之中。我与那恨恶和平的人许久同住。我愿和平，当我发言，他们却要战争。我要向山举目。我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
May God bless the reading of His word.
求主祝福我们读他的话语。
Let's be seated.
好，大家请坐。
So the outline for today is this. First, we're going to look at holy discontent.
所以今天这是我们信息的概要啊。首先，我们看一下是神圣的不满意。
Secondly, worldly idols.
第二个呢是属世的偶像。
And then we're going to look at our ultimate helper.
就我们就再看一下说我们最终的帮助者。
Number one, let's look at this thing called holy discontentment.
所以呢第一个我们看一下呢这个所谓的神圣的不满意。
From reading today's passage, we can tell that something bothering the psalmist here.
所以呢在今天我们读经文的时候我们可以看得到就是有一些事情呢在困扰着大卫。
He said, "Woe to me, woe to me that I dwell in Meshach, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war."
有点长点。他说祸哉，我住在这个米舍和基达太长时间了在这里头我离神太远了而且离神太远的时间也太长了。
He was a believer in God. He was a worshiper of God. But he had no peace in his heart because he lived in Meshach and in Kedar.
所以他是一位信徒，他也是一位敬拜上帝的信徒。但是呢，他心中没有平安，因为呢有一件事情在困扰他，因为他住在米舍和基达。
So look at this map.
所以我们看一下这个地图。
Okay, keep going. Okay, next one. Okay, so the cross is Jerusalem.
所以中间这个十字呢是耶路撒冷。
Meshach, M, was about 100 miles north of Jerusalem.
所以这个 M 是以色，它是在耶路撒冷以北的几百英里的地方。
Kedar was the opposite direction, about 100 miles south of Jerusalem.
而基达呢是在相反的方向，它是在耶路撒冷南边几百英里的地方。
So back in those days, Meshach and Kedar are just about as far as a person in that time can be from the temple of Jerusalem.
所以在那个经文那个时代啊，米舍和基达是离耶路撒冷这个上帝居住的地方是远的不能再远的地方了。
So obviously no one could be at both places at the same time. So he's trying to tell us that deep down in his heart, he is very distant from God.
所以当然没有人能够说同时住在这两个地方，在同一时间里面。所以其实呢，大卫是想告诉我们说，在他内心的深处，他离神非常的遥远。
He says, I belong to God. I am one of his people. But deep down, I feel so distant.As far as a person can be from God.
他说我属于神，我是他的子民之一，但是呢我感到在心我的内心深处，我感到我离神非常远非常远。一个人离神最远的地方，最远的状态就是这样子了。
But have you noticed here in today's passage, it was not just that he was far from God.
所以大家 有没有注意到的，在这个经文里面呢，他不光光是远离神。
He saidI have been here way too long. I've been far from God too long.
他还说，他说我在这种状态时间太长了，我离神很远，这个时间实在太长了。
And he said, woe to me. I don't want to be like this anymore.
所以他说，祸哉，我不想再这样子了，我不想再这样下去了。
See,That's what we call a holy discontent, where we realize deep down in our heart, no more. We cannot go on like this. We need to draw closer to God.
所以这是我们所说的神圣的不满意，就是在我们的内心深处，我们对这个状态不再满意，然后呢，我们希望呢离神更接近。
And this is a principle where the theologians call it the prodigal.principle.
神学家们呢就称这个为浪子原则。
And you know the story of the prodigal son, where the prodigal son left his father, his household.
大家很清楚这个浪子的故事啊，浪子离开了他父亲的这个房子。
And he got to a point where he had nothing left, and he was so low to a point where he woke up.
所以呢，他到了一个程度，一个地步呢，他什么都没有了。然后呢他的人生生命也到了最低谷，这时候他醒过来了。
And the Bible says he came to his senses and he remembered his father's household.
所以呢圣经告诉我们，这时候他终于明白了，他想起了他父亲还有父亲的房子。
And it's as if his eyes opened up at that time and he says, the Bible says he got up and he started going back to his father.
那这时候圣经说，他说就像他的眼睛突然张开了，他就站起来往父亲那里去，往父家那里去。
Why did he go back?
那为什么他要回去呢？
Because he was so sick and tired of where he was.
因为他对自己的状态已经非常的厌倦了。
The prodigal principle says the pain of staying where you are is greater than the problem you will encounter.When making the change.
所以浪子原则是说原地踏步所带来的痛苦比你在做出改变时碰到的问题要大得多。
Look at this again. The pain of staying where you are is greater than the problem you will encounter when making the change. Look at the Chinese slide.
Yeah, 所以我们再看一次这个，就是原地踏步所给你带来的痛苦，其实比你要做出改变时碰到的问题要大得多。
The greatest problem for our spiritual growth is our personal comfort.
所以我们灵命成长的旅程中，最大的问题就是我们个人的舒适。
Yes, I know. I know I got to work on my prayer life.
所以呢，我知道我要坚持我的祷告生活。
I know I gotta get up in the morning and read the Bible.
我知道我要早上起来，我就要读经。
I know I need to get in a group of people where people can keep me accountable.
我也知道我要和我们的一组人在一起啊，就是说大家可以让我来这个承担这个责任。
But I am not sure if I want to make the sacrifice.
但是我不太确定我愿意做这个牺牲。
But see, we will never truly change unless we're willing to go through the trouble, the inconvenience, the sacrifice of where God wants us to be.
所以，除非我们愿意经受这些麻烦、不便、牺牲，做神要我们所做的事情，我们永远都不会改变。
So blessed are those who say, God.Woe to me, because I lived in Meshach way too long.
所以呢，这样和神说话的人有福了，就是祸灾，我住在米舍的时间太长了。
Blessed are those who say to God, God, I don't want to be like this anymore. I need help.
这样说的人也有福了，就是说主啊，我不想再这样子了，我要帮助。
Let's think about this. Is there a trace of discontentment in our heart where we are a little bit dissatisfied of the way things have been in our spiritual life?
所以就是我们想一下，就是说，比如说，今天早上我们心中有没有丝毫的一些神圣的不满，就是对我们的这个灵命状态有不满意的地方
？Or another way to put it is, I put it in this way. Look at this next slide.This question. Would you be content to meet Jesus, right, at your present spiritual state to enter heaven like this?
换句话说呢，就是说，从现在到你进入天堂去见主耶稣的时候，你都保持着现在的属灵状态，你会满意吗？
I hope your answer is, oh no, 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 not at all.
我希望你的回答是说不不不，不会满意的。
I want to see more change in my life. I want to see more growth in me.
我想看到我的生命中有更多的改变，看到有更多的成长。
That's like the prayer of the Apostle Paul. Look at this passage.
就像说使徒保罗所说的，我们可以一起看一下这段经文。
Philippians 3. Now that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal.But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们看一下中文了，腓立比书第三章十二节。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，而是竭力追求，或许可以得着耶稣基督所要我得着的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得上帝在耶稣基督里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
May that be our prayer at the beginning of this year.
愿这个就是我们在今年年初的时候，就是我们的祷告。
May we say to God, God, I don't want to be like where I am today, at the end of the year. I want to grow. I want to grow so much closer to you.
愿我们和向主祈求，就是说，在今年年末的时候，我不想说还像今年年初这个样子，我想成长。
I want to be more like your Son, Jesus Christ.
我想呢，成长的更加像你的儿子耶稣基督。
May that be our prayer, Amen.
希望这就是成为我们的这个祷告。
So that's the sign of life, the hope for real change. The first step to where we want to be is holy discontent in our heart.
所以这就是我们的一个真正生命的迹象，就是对真正改变的渴望。从我们现在的状态到达上帝要我们的状态，我们要迈出的第一步就是神圣的不满。
Number two, let's look at the worldly idol.
所以第二点，我们一起看一下这些啊俗世的偶像。
Verse one, it says, "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from?"
所以这一段经文啊，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
Now, according to commentaries, back in those ancient biblical times, temples, shrines were all built on high places up in the hills, in the mountains.
所以呢，根据这个注解啊，在古代的圣经时代，所有的神殿庙宇呢，都是建在高处的，在那些山上的高处。
In other words, the hills were where the people, the places where people, worshippers, pagan worshippers would go to look for help from their pagan gods.
所以换句话说，就是说外邦人的崇拜者，他常常会到山上去寻找他们的外邦神的帮助。
And right here, the psalmist asks, "In my time of need, when I'm in desperate need, where does my help come from? Should I go up to the hills as well? Should I go up to where the pagan worshippers go and seek help?"
所以在这里呢，当大卫问这个问题说，在我需要的时候，当我极其需要的时候，我的帮助从何而来呢？我的帮助会是来自山上吗？我应该去山上像外邦人一样去寻找外邦神的帮助吗？
And verse 2, he answered his own question. He says, "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." See, he is differentiating his God with these pagan gods.
所以在第二节经文里面呢，大卫就回答了自己的问题。他说，我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。所以我的帮助不会来自于山上的，所以呢，他是把他的神和这个外邦人的那些假神给区别出来了。
In a way, he's saying the one I worship is the Jehovah God. He is the God of Yahweh. He is the God of Israel.
所以呢，在某种程度上，他等于是说我所敬拜的是耶和华以色列的神。
Have you noticed that right here?He, the psalmist, leaves no room for a third option. It's either the pagan God or it's either Jehovah God.
所以呢，大家有没有留意到，就是说，在这里大卫并没有给我们第三个选择，要不就是外邦的神，要不就是那唯一的神耶和华。
And the point is this: everybody worships something. Everybody is a worshipper.
所以呢，重点是说。每一个人都会敬拜一些东西，每一个人其实都是一个敬拜者。
If we're not worshiping God, our Creator, we will worship some other thing, some other people in our lives.
如果我们不敬拜上帝的话，我们的创造者的话，我们一定会敬拜别的东西。
I came across an interesting article by Layla Oak entitled.Psychology of Social Media Addiction.
我最近看到一篇文章是莱拉奥克写的，题目是说社交媒体成瘾心理。
And basically, the researchers at Chicago University they studied the effect of social media has on us.
所以呢，芝加哥大学的研究人员呢，他们研究了社交媒体对我们的影响。
And they say that people were presented with higher levels of addiction when it comes to social media, like our smartphones, social media, that addiction is greater than their addiction for either smoking or drinking.
所以呢，他们呢就研究发现是说，很多人当他们其实开始使用这个社交媒体，比如说通过我们的手机使用社交媒体时候呢，他们对社交媒体上瘾的程度是高于吸烟和喝酒的程度。
And they concluded that only 10 minutes spent on social media would cause this happy chemical in our brain to increase and spike, causing a hormonal spike equivalent to some people on their wedding day.
那他们也发现呢，如果我们在社交媒体上花上就这么十分钟的时间。就会呢引起了我们大脑中的那种快乐的化学物质的分泌的增加， 而导致了这个荷尔蒙的分泌也急速的增加到巅峰。那就像有一些人在他们结婚日子里面，他们的荷尔蒙分泌的那个水平。
Can you just think about that for a second? I mean, the people who are addicted to social media, it's as if they're so happy they're getting married. Can you believe that?
所以大家可以想象一下，就是说，如果真的，如果那些人如果他是用社交媒体用上瘾的话，他们其实是很快乐很开心的，就像呢就是他们结婚的时候那么开心。
Let's look at this next slide. So the American Psychiatric Association has officially classified taking selfies as a mental disorder.
所以大家也可以看一下这个，就是美国精神病协会其实已经正式的将自拍列为一种精神障碍。
Okay, go to the next slide. So the truth is that the APA has picked up on the idea that the obsessive and compulsive desire to take photos of oneself and post it on social media as a way to make up for the lack of self-esteem and to fill a gap in intimacy.
所以事实上呢，美国精神病协会也已经接受了这个看法，就是呢，为自己拍照的着迷和强迫性的欲望，还有把这些照片呢放到社交媒体上，是一种呢弥补自尊的不足和填补这个亲密关系缺失的一种方法。
And I want you to notice how the author concluded her article. He says, if this is accurate, then it would be evident that a lot of people are displaying a lack of something in their life.
所以呢，我想大家知道呢，这个作者最终在他的文章里面最终得出的结论就是说，如果这是正确的话呢，那么就很明显，许多人呢都在表现出他们的生命中缺失一些东西。
And that is the fact that we're talking about today. All of us, we are lacking something in our lives.
这就是我们今天所讲的，就是这就是个事实。我们所有每个人心中都缺失一些东西。
Because when God created us, He left a void in our heart.
所以呢，当我们的主创造我们的时候，他在我们的心中留下了一片空虚。
And if we don't fill that void with God, we will fill that void with something else.
如果我们不是通过敬拜上帝来填补上那片空白的话，我们一定会敬拜其他的东西。
If it's not social media,
如果不是我们不是敬拜这个社交媒体的话，
it would be our career.
那可能就是我们的事业。
If it's not our career, it would be a relationship.
如果我们都不是我们的事业的话，可能就是我们的关系。
If it's not a relationship, a single person, it would be our family or our children. We will always find something to fill that void.
如果不是说单身人士的他们关心的关系的话，有可能是我们的家庭，有我们的孩子。
So the question is not so much will we worship.
所以问题是不是说我们到底会不会敬拜？
The question is, who will we worship or what will we worship?
问题是说我们会敬拜谁或者去敬拜什么？
And today, through today's passage, God wants to remind us that all these pagan gods, these worldly idols, they will not satisfy our heart.
所以呢，今天通过这篇诗篇的这个经文，上帝想提醒我们，所有这些其他的东西，他们都是虚假的神，他们是不可能给满足我们心中那真正的渴望。
There's no significance, there is no security that could be placed by our God, the Creator of heaven and earth.
没有任何的意义、安全感和满足感。可以替代说我们的上帝，我们的天父，我们的这个天家的创造者。
And that security, that peace comes from our one true God, our ultimate helper.
那种安全感，那种平安，来自于我们那唯一的创造者。 我们最终的帮助者。
At the beginning of the year, let's pray that God, I hope that this year, that I will not worship these false idols in my life.
所以在新年的时候，让我们一起祷告，祈求上帝帮助我们不要去敬拜那些虚假的偶像。
But help me to focus my heart, my attention, my devotion on you, the true God, the one true God.
帮助我把我所有的精力，我所有的所有的这些，所有的精力，所有的一切，都放在我们的唯一的真神上面。
So let's bring us to number three, which is our ultimate helper is God Himself.
所以呢，这是我们看一下第三点，就是我们最终的帮助者，就是上帝他。
Let's look at verses 3-7 now, and I want you to see the pattern, the key word that keeps coming up again and again. All right, look at verses 3-7. Let me read it to you. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber.Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore.
我们一起看一下中文啊，第三节到第七节。那我也希望呢，各位呢可以留意一下一些重复出现的这些关键字。第三节，他不叫你的脚摇动，宝库里的必不打盹，宝库以色列的必不打盹，也不睡觉。宝库里的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边，庇护你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮也不害你。耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你从今时直到永远。
Now it's very interesting here. The psalmist tries to describe God as the ultimate helper, and so he uses the words that's highlighted in yellow, right, to describe who God is.
所以呢，在这里啊，非常有趣啊，就是呢，大卫呢，在试图描述上帝是我们最终的帮助者，所以他用这个我们highlight 出来这个黄色的字呢，不断的描述上帝是怎么样帮助我们的。
Now in the original language, now this is all translation, right? And this word that the author is trying to describe God with, this word has been translated in so many different ways.
所以呢，也蛮有趣的，就是呢，原文里面这个词呢，其实有很多很多种翻译的版本，被翻译了非常多次。
And it goes to show that what the psalmist is trying to describe, this word or this characteristic of God is so comprehensive that it takes more than one word, two words, three words to describe how great of a helper God is to us.
所以呢，这也说明了是说，这个词因为有很多很多的不同的翻译的版本，那是因为呢，大卫呢，他对上帝这种帮助的描述，他想告诉我们，上帝的帮助是如此的全面，所以呢，需要用很多很多的词来描述他这种上帝的这种位格。
So I want to show us three aspects of how God.Is our ultimate helper? Three different translations.
所以呢，我想呢，从三个方面和大家一起看一下，上帝是怎么样帮助我的。这是三个不同的翻译。
The first one, God is our one and ultimate helper because He is our protector.
所以呢，第一个是说，上帝是我们唯一的真正的帮助者，因为呢，他是我们的保护者。
And this is the most obvious translation that it, verse 3 he says he will not let your foot slip. Another translation says he will keep you from falling. He will not let you stumble.
所以呢，那这是一个非常直接的翻译他不叫你的脚摇动。那其他的翻译本也说他不叫你跌倒，他不会让你跌倒。
And that's how God protects us.
那这是就是神是如何保护我们的。
Something I love to do is to hold my girls' hands, and this is when they were little, to hold my girls' hands parents here, grandparents here, you know what I'm talking about, right? They would be walking and you'd be holding their hands, and you know how little kids, they always would fall down.
所以呢就是我的女儿她们小的时候我特别喜欢做事情就牵她们的手。所以在座的父母亲啊或者祖父啊祖母啊你们都很知道就是说孩子小的时候你喜欢牵他们手走路然后他们会走路他们就不会跌倒。
But the thing is, they often stumble, right? But because you're holding their hands, for some reason you have that anticipation that you know when they're about to fall.
所以呢大家也知道说哎小朋友小孩子他们学走路开始走路的时候他们会走得不稳跌跌碰碰的。因为你牵了他们的手你呢你会知道你会预感到他们什么时候会跌倒。
And so when they're falling, you simply just, and it's very amazing how we as parents and grandparents do this, when they're falling, we simply just lift them up a little bit.
然后呢当他们要跌倒的时候这是非常真的非常奇妙的事情。我们作为父母亲的话呢我们就轻轻地把他们提一下。
And for a second, right, for a split second, their legs will be kicking because they're airborne, because you're lifting them up. And they're falling, and they're airborne, and their legs are kicking, and just like anticipating falling, but they don't actually fall.
然后呢就在那一刹那呢其实他们就是已经被提到空中了离开地面了。他们的脚会踢啊这样子呢然后他们呢正在跌倒但是他们其实不会跌倒。
Yes, they are falling, but not really falling.
所以他们正在跌倒但是他们其实不会真正的跌倒。
See, isn't that a beautiful picture of God's protection in our lives as well?
那这不就是说在我们的生命中上帝是怎么样保护我们的这样一幅美丽的画面呢
Only heaven could tell of what our life would be if God withdrew His protection from our life.
只有上帝才能告诉我们，如果上帝在我们的生命中放弃保护我们，我们的生命会变成什么样子。
During VBS, our church, you know, we would teach songs, these songs to little ones about Jesus and about putting faith in Jesus Christ.
那我们教会也会教我们的孩子们就是这些歌然后呢教他们怎么样说去给天父我们有对天父的信心。
And there's this song, I believe I shared with you before, but there's this song called Faith that I really like. It says, can we go to the next slide? I call Faith, and it says, I will trust you, Lord.And I will always believe. And then here's this phrase. It says, As I hold on to my faith, Jesus, you are holding on to me.
这首歌我想可能我以前有跟大家分享过，我不能唱。所以翻成中文就是信。那歌词大概是这样，主啊，我会相信你。当我坚守我的信的时候，我将永远相信耶稣，你紧紧地抓住我。
See, do you see that? Yes, as I hold on to my faith, Jesus, I'm holding on to you. I'm holding on to you very tight. But then as I'm holding on to you, I realize, wait, Jesus, it's you who's holding on to me.
所以大家可能看到就是当我们坚持我们的信仰的时候我们是说啊，我们要紧紧地抓住上帝我们紧紧地抓住主基督耶稣实际上我们再想想哦，其实不是是上帝紧紧地抓住了我们
See, the psalmist wants us to know that God is our ultimate helper because he is our protector
那大卫想我们知道是说上帝是我们最终的帮助者因为他是我们的保护者
The second word that's used to describe God here is that He is our guardian.
所以啊，第二个词我们仍在描述主的帮助呢，是天父是我们的守护者。
It says, "He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night."
那他说，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的必不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇里。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮也不害你。
See, it's like a guardian, like a guard. His job is to stay awake, but not just to stay awake, but to pay close attention to you.
所以呢，就像守护者，守护者的职责就是保持清醒，而且不仅仅是保持清醒，而且呢要专注，要有很多的注意力。
Have you had times when you're talking to somebody? That person is supposed to pay attention to you. But as you're talking, you begin to see there's a glazed look in their eyes. They're looking at you, but no, they're looking through you. You know what I'm trying to say?
所以你们各位有没有说经历过这样的时刻，就是说当你跟一个人讲话的时候，你希望他给你一些注意力、关注力的时候呢，他好像在听你说话，但是呢，他那个眼神里面有点发呆，所以他在看着你，实际上他并没有在看你。
It's a lot like when you're preaching here on the pulpit. No, just joking. All right. So you're talking to somebody, right? You're trying to communicate somebody, but then you notice that way that person is not listening. That person's falling asleep on you.
所以呢，就是说，刚才从牧师也开玩笑，就像咱们讲到这样子，而不是哦，就是你在跟一个人说话的时候呢，希望他给你一些关注，给你一些注意力。但是呢，他们好像在听，实际上他并没有在听。
You say, "Wait, you're not listening to me. You're falling asleep." They, you know what they say? No, 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 no. I'm not falling asleep. I'm just resting my eyes.
然后你跟他说，你没有在听我说话哦，真是你好像在打盹啊，要打瞌睡了。然后他就说，不是不是，我想只是休息一下我的眼睛。
You know, God will never be like, "Wait, wait, wait. What just happened to you? Wait, wait. What just happened?" What did I miss? God will never do that.
所以上帝是绝对不会这样打鼾哦。所以呢，上帝绝对不会这样做。
Verse 6, it says, "The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night."
第六节经文，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮也不害你。
And we know the sun will wear you out, yes, but the moon?
那我们知道太阳它会消耗我们。但是月亮怎么样会害我们呢？
It's talking about at night, when you're supposed to be resting, when you're supposed to be sleeping, but you can't.
这实际上是说在晚上的时候，就是我们应该休息，我们应该睡觉的时候，但是我们却不能平安的休息，不能睡着。
I recently just talked to someone, and she said that I'm doing okay during the day.But at night, it's very, very hard.
那我最近呢，也跟一位有一个人提到这个事情，他说在白天他还行，还可以。他说到晚上的时候，事情就很困难了。
It's at night when everything is so quiet, when there's nothing to distract you from your problem, your issue at hand, and you are left all alone with your fears and your anxiety.
那因为到了晚上的时候，一切都非常安静的时候，没有手头上的一些可以分散你注意力的问题的时候，那剩下的就只有你的恐惧、忧虑和焦虑。
And right here, the psalmist is saying, "Go ahead, go ahead and close your eyes, go ahead and sleep, go ahead and rest, because the Lord your God is your guardian."
在这里，大卫说：“去睡觉吧，闭上你的眼睛。”然后呢，去睡觉吧，因为上帝是你的守护者。
Lastly, God is our ultimate helper because He is our preserver.
那最后呢，神是我们最终的帮助者，因为他是我们的保全者。
Look at verse 7 and 8. Here's another translation. It says, "He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and you're going both now and forevermore. The other translation is, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul.
那这是第八节经文哦，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。那另外一个翻译的版本呢是这样子，耶和华必保护你脱离一切的恶，他必保全你的灵魂。
I like that because it talks more than just the physical aspect, but now it's talking about our whole being, which includes our spiritual aspect.
对啊，我蛮喜欢这个翻译，因为呢，它是超越了不仅仅说肉体上的，而且是我们整一个的存在，是精神上的。
All of us know that our body, our physical body, will not last forever, but our soul lasts forever.
我们也知道说我们的身体，我们的肉体不可能存在永远，但是我们的灵魂确实可以永远存在。
And right here, the Bible says that God will preserve our soul. No matter what happened to us here on earth, God keeps our soul.
所以在这里，这些经文是说，上帝会保全我们的灵魂。无论我们在地球上发生什么事情，我们的身体发生什么事情，上帝都会保全我们的灵魂到永远。
And today, if you trust in Jesus Christ, you will become a child of God.
所以今天如果说，你是相信主基督耶稣的话，你就会成为上帝的子女。
And that salvation, God will guard it for eternity.
那个救赎，上帝会保守那个救赎直到永远。
Look at John chapter 10 verses 27 to 29.
那我们看一下约翰福音的第十章。
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
看一下中文的经文哦。我的羊听我的声音，我认识他们，他们也跟从我，并且我赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺走。我父所赐给我的比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺走。
Do you hear the security that the children of God share when they have God in their lives? In God, their soul, their salvation is secured.
所以大家看得到了吗？就是作为上帝的子民，我们的这个救赎有多安全吗？因为有着上帝在看守的这个救赎。
No matter what happens to us here on earth, we know that as children of God, we are going to end up one day in heaven.
所以呢，在这地球上，无论我们的身上我们发生了什么事情，我们知道终有一天呢，作为主的上帝的这个子女，我们都在天家里面都很安全。
And because of that, it gives us joy, it gives us peace, it gives us hope, no matter what we're facing on this earth.
正因为这个，所以呢，这个盼望赐给了我们喜乐、力量还有平安，不管是在我们这个地球上发生什么事情。
I want to share with you about this person. Her name is Tina Lin.
我想呢跟各位呢讲一下呢这位这个人她名字叫 Tina Lin， 她的故事。
Tina grew up at our church, Evangelical Chinese Church, the mother church.
那Tina 是在我们的教会长大的，是在 ECC 这个的母教会。
Her father is Elder Lin, Elder Han Qi, Elder Han Qi, and their family were the founding members of South King County when we split, branched out and started ECC South King County.
所以呢Tina 的父亲是林汉奇长老。那他们的家庭呢，是这个 是这个South King County 教会的这个创始成员，就是当我们 ECC 我们分开两个教会的时候他们去创办了这个 South King County 教会
南区
蓝区正道堂。
And so about 10 years ago Tina moved down to California for work.
然后大约十年前呢 Tina 就搬到了加州在那边工作。
And she was very involved with her church and she served in the youth ministry.
所以呢她也很积极地参加教会，而且呢在这个教会做中里面呢做青少年的事工。
And not only that, she also participated in BSF down there and became a small group leader for BSF.
所以呢她还参加这个 BSF, 而且呢在 BSF 里面是一个小组的组长。
She was somebody who loved the Lord and everybody thatknow her, they all loved her dearly.
所以呢，她非常爱主，而每一个认识她的人呢，也非常的爱她。
About 4 months ago, she was tragically killed in a freak car accident.
大约四个月前呢，她真的很，很可惜的，就是在一个很奇怪的车祸中呢，就丧生了。
She and her husband.They were shopping at Costco and they were about to, I believe, get into their car, but a person, she stepped on the wrong pedal. So instead of stepping on the brake, she stepped on the gas pedal and Tina was struck and she was killed.
所以Tina 和她的丈夫当时在 Costco 买完东西。然后呢另外一个人呢他这个脚呢踩错了，本来应该是踩这个刹车，却很意外的踩到油门上了，这个车呢撞到 Tina 身上了，Tina 就被撞死了。
She was I believe 31 years old.
我相信呢 Tina 当时才是31岁。
Next day, the day after her passing, Elder Hunchy was scheduledto preach at South King County.
那第二天就是在他去世的后面的一天，那海奇长老呢是要在这个蓝区正道堂讲道。
Now, I'm a speaker, right? And I put myself in his shoes. Elder Hunchy has two daughters.
那如果真的是说我把自己当做这个海奇长老的话，想想他的处境，他有两个女儿。
Now one of them's taken, just like that.
一个女儿就是这样子就被带走了。
I have 5 daughters.
我有五个女儿。
If one of them was taken, just one of them.
那即使说只是我五个女儿之中的一个被带走的话，
I don't think I would have the strength to be able to speak the next day.
我觉得我是不可能有这个力量就在隔天第二天就去讲道。
Where would my strength come from? Where would my help come from? What am I going to say?
所以 我从哪里可以得到力量，我的帮助从哪里来，我可以讲些什么呢？
This is what Elder Hunchy said.
那汉奇长老他是这样讲的。
He said every single believer is called to run the race.
所以他说每一位信徒都被呼召去参加一场赛跑。
And in this race, there are different events.
所以在这个赛跑里面有不同的项目。
Some are called to run the marathon.
有些人被呼召去跑一场马拉松。
Some events are a little bit shorter, like the 5,000 meter.
有一些项目是稍微短一点，比如说跑5000米。
They reflected on their daughter Tina's life and they said they realized that their daughter Tina has been assigned to run the 100 meter dash.
所以他们回顾他们女儿 Tina 的一生，她短暂的生命，他们说他们意识到呢，他们的女儿是被呼召去跑这个100米的短跑。
So short.
非常非常短。
And as they reflected upon her life, they were comfortedby the fact that in her short 30 years, she was so faithful to the Lord.
所以他们回顾听了这个生命，就是短短的30年， 啊，他们看到了他在方方面面都如此的忠于主，他们感到非常欣慰。
And they said that she ran her race well, and they gave glory to God.
他们说呢，他们的赛，他说Tina的赛跑跑得非常好，非常棒，他们把这个荣耀归于主。
And they believe that because it's a short race, she's finished running now, so she is with the Lord.
他们相信因为这是一个短跑，所以呢他已经，他们相信他们的女儿已经完成了这场短跑，他们现在已经和主在一起了。
And they find comfort in that she is now with the Lord, and they believe firmly in their hearts that someday they will meet each other in heaven.
他们也感到很欣慰，就是说他们现在女儿已经跑完这场这个比赛了，已经和上帝在一起了。他们也很坚定的相信说总有一天他们会重聚的，团聚的。
Yes, in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering and great trial, there was hope.
所以呢，即使在很巨大的困难里面呢，总是有盼望的。
Because a Christian, his or her soul is kept forever.
因为呢，作为一个基督徒呢，他的灵魂呢是上帝会永远的保全的。
Tina is in the presence of the Lord, and Elder Hanchi said again and again, one day we shall be together.
Tina 现在他已经和上帝住在一起了，而海奇长老呢也不断的说，他说总有一天我们会团聚的。
Brothers and sisters, all of us are called to run this race.
所以呢，各位弟兄姐妹，我们所有的每一个人都被呼召去跑这样一个赛跑。
Some are long marathons, some are short events.
所以有一些是要去跑这个马拉松，很长的一段比赛；有一些可能就是非常非常短。
But may we at the beginning of year, may we say to God at the beginning of year that God, may we be driven by this.Holy discontent in our hearts.
但是呢，愿我们在这个新年年初的时候，我们向主祈求，就是说，让我们可以呢被这个神圣的不满所去推动。
May this holy discontent in our heart drive us closer to God.
让我们以这神圣的不满呢为动力，让我们可以更加的接近主。
And also at the beginning of the year, may we identify the false gods, the worldly idols in our lives.
也呢，愿我们可以在这个一年这个新年的时候，我们呢可以说帮助我们分辨出我们生命中的这些假神。
And may we declare that no, we will not worship these gods, but Jehovah God will be my God. Jehovah God will be our God.
也愿我们可以大声的讲，是说我们不要这些虚假的神，我们只要我们耶和华，我们唯一的真神。
And may we also live in hope and peace throughout this year, knowing that our God is a God who watches over us.
那愿我们呢，在这一整年里面呢，我们都可以说活在这个盼望与平安中，因为我们知道我们的神在保护我们。
And he takes such good care of us, and we know that with him being our guardian, our preserver, our protector, everything will be okay.
我们也知道呢，他是我们的保护者，他是我们的这个保护者，守护者，还有保全者，所以呢，我们的各样事情都会很好。
And may we find peace, may we find hope.Throughout this entire year, no matter what circumstance we're in.
然后呢，在这一整年里面，因为我们呢，无论发生什么事情，我们都有这个平安和盼望。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that you've given us at the beginning of the year.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在这新年里面赐给我们这样的信息。
Thank you for reminding us that.You are trustworthy, and we can count on you.
也感谢你正在提醒我们，你是值得信赖的神，我们可以完全的依靠你。
Well, our prayer is that.
我们的祈求是
by the end of the year, that we will grow such so intimate, so close to you.
我们到了年底的时候，我们可以成长，我们可以和你更加的亲近。
We pray that this year we will worship not other gods, but we will worship you as our one true God.
我们也求主帮助我们说，今年我们不会再去敬拜那些虚假的神，而我们只会敬拜天父，你们我们唯一的神。
And may we rest in the fact, Lord, that we will be well taken care of this year.
也愿我们真的是因着有主你的给我们的宝库和看护，我们可以有平安。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.